Good day, Doug Steffens. Good day, show. It is 7 minutes past here. Did I say that already? Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasnelli, Michael Fortier, no Doug Steffen. Dougie's out sick today. Holy moly, he's sick again. This poor guy has had the stomach bug that has plagued him for the last 4 weeks or so. So he's off getting some rest this morning, and we're sending him out some good thoughts. But guys, the weather is terrible, as Roberta's been fast to tell me. It's, what is it now, 13 degrees in New York City this morning?
Yeah, something like 13, 14. It's ridiculously cold. And now we've got massive winter storm warnings in effect. This thing anywhere from 6 inches of snow. Some people are saying 12 inches of snow. It's that rain snow line. It's going to be very, very, very tricky.
Which is really messy. How are things in Washington, Rich? Are you safe and sound?
Or getting ready for it because it's coming.
Weather coming your way.
Yeah, we're going to get 4 to 9 inches of snow.
That's a lot. Now, this storm, as Ken mentioned earlier on in the show, I don't know if this is a new thing, but they are naming these winter storms now. So this one is called PAX, as in packs your bags and get out of town.
Exactly.
Because it's ice, it's snow, it's messy. And, you know, it's hitting places that don't normally get a lot of this weather in Atlanta.
These southerners in South Carolina and Georgia, they don't know what to do with it.
No.
They're not prepared for it.
Atlanta's getting hit again. And, you know, it's colder in Atlanta today than it is in Sochi, where they're doing the Winter Olympics. Kind of stupid.
It's just crazy.
But airlines canceled about 1,330 flights as of 10 p.m. last night, and then up to 4,300 flights now canceled through Thursday. So between today and tomorrow, you're up to 4,300 flight cancellations. They're just doing it preemptively because they just know there's going to be trouble. The big airports affected, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, Charlotte will be
shut down.
Yeah, Charlotte's going to be huge, and that's a major hub for U.S. Airways. Dallas, a hub for American Airlines, also seeing a lot of delays in cancellations.
Amtrak shutting down, too.
Amtrak, too. So you're just kind of stuck.
Really?
See, Ken and I can't play this game because we're based in Los Angeles. It's like, well, in Southern California, it's like 80 degrees here.
Yeah, you just get fire.
We do. We get a lot of weird things.
Yeah.
We get fire. We get earthquakes.
Right. Mudslides.
I mean, we get our own stuff, but it's like when you I look at the snow, and I almost get a little bit jealous because I want to, like, wrap myself up in a blanket and have a fire. But I can't imagine getting hit with storm after storm after storm like you guys have gotten all winter long.
It's absolutely been a tough winter.
It's been a tough one.
As you can hear.
I know. And poor Rich is battling a cold because of it. I'm sure all the people sitting indoors in their shops. Infecting
it's
you.
It's cold this winter.
It's cold and wet. We'll have some healthy tips because Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to be joining us, and he is big about keeping a good, healthy immune system, so we'll get some tips from him on how we can all stay healthy. He's up next on Good Day. It's 10 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
The hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Dougie out sick today, but Dr. Jack Stockwell joining me, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Rich McFadden. Dr. Jack, we need your help. We put up the bat signal for you because poor Rich, he doesn't feel so bad, but he's got this voice that's just, it sounds painful. Can you help him?
I'm eating French today. I've got a little frog in my throat.
Well, where's Pierre?
Is there a fever?
There is no fever. It's just congestion.
Well, you know, have you been exposed to the cold weather, or what have you been doing? I need a little bit more information, I will tell you this.
It's a cold, I am.
Yeah. How long has this been going on?
4 days.
Well, here, the most powerful antiviral element that you can put into your body is calcium. That is, there are parts of the immune system that are specifically designed to go after viral elements. And it is something that is referred to as the calcium wave. It's something up at the University of Minnesota, the Kellogg School of Ophthalmology, they developed this camera, 10 years ago or something like that, that actually goes into the bloodstream, a microscopic camera, that can film up to 600,000 frames per second.
Wow. Ooh.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's beyond imagination. And they would watch various parts of your immune system, the white blood cells, as they would attack the enemy. And they discovered this incredible wave that would occur, like when a macrophage, you know, it's one of the things that are policing your bloodstream all the time for things that don't belong. And as this macrophage would come up to a bacteria, as it began to approach it, there would be this wave that would pass around the bacteria. And then all of a sudden, it was like it was paralyzed for a moment as the macrophage attacked it and engulfed it. And they titled this thing the calcium wave because there's a certain amount of calcium that had to be in the bloodstream for this to take place. Now, it got a big write-up back then. It hasn't got a whole lot of write-up since because they want you to take antibiotics.
Right.
When if you have enough calcium in the system and something else called vitamin F to go along with it, then you have a very strongly empowered immune system that will attack viral elements. And so the best thing you can do, and the best form of calcium out there is something called calcium lactate. Mm-hmm. It's not milk. It didn't come from milk. It's just lactic acid and ionic calcium. It's the form of calcium that's in vegetables or something that ate that vegetable.
Let me ask you about this, Dr. Jack, because I've always been scared of calcium. First of all, I'm not a milk drinker. I haven't been. Even as a kid, I didn't like milk. So I would just get it from, you know, low-fat cheese usually or cheese and dairy, like yogurt, stuff like that. But I've always been afraid to take calcium because my grandmother had a stroke, and it was because she had calcium deposits around her aortic valve, and a little teeny tiny piece of that calcium chipped off and caused her stroke. So I've always been afraid of calcium. So how is there too much?
The calcium wasn't the problem. Her body was using calcium to address the inflammation that existed. And it was elements of her malnutritive state that allowed the inflammation of the arterial structures as well as the valves and the supporting structure of the valve in the heart.
So the calcium sat there to address the fact that her body had inflammation.
Exactly. And it's the calcium and the cholesterol mixed together that your body is using as a band-aid because of systemic inflammation.
Hmm.
Cholesterol isn't the problem. Calcium isn't the problem. The problem is the systemic inflammation.
Always inflammation.
That's brought on by our high processed carbohydrate diets.
So it really, it's sugar that causes your body to get inflamed.
It's sugar. Sugar is not the cause. The cause is constant elevated insulin that's brought on by the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So indirectly, it's the sugar's problem. We have too much, entirely too much sugar. And because as soon as the blood sugar levels get up to a certain point, which can be very dangerous for life, people who diabetic comas all the time, your body will release insulin to bring the sugar levels down that's in the blood. It's the constant exposure of insulin to the walls of the arteries that cause this constant inflammation throughout the body, and your body has to deal with it, and it will go to the most critical areas first.
So
heart valves, heart arteries.
We talk a lot with you about supplementation and about probiotics and about keeping your immune system healthy, about keeping your body low inflammation levels, but let's talk about diet for a second, because there's a lot of different schools of thought, and people are talking about doing the paleo diet and different types of diets that address inflammation in your body. So if you were to put together a perfect diet for us, and I don't even want to use that, but a lifestyle, the way of eating, what do we want to do a lot of? What do we want to do in moderation? And what do we want to avoid completely?
Well, I've lost a lot of weight lately from just doing this. If Mother Nature didn't make it and it was not available to my great grandmother, I haven't been eating it.
Okay.
Now, I think I've been 75 to 90% on the mark for that. There's been a few exceptions here and there.
Well, let's talk about bread, because bread, nature made,
and
your grandmother
had
it. So
nature
is bread okay?
Nature did not make bread.
Well, the grains that
went
into it.
Nature made grain.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the mummified remains of the hunter-gatherers, they had no digestive diseases. They had no bone diseases. Those things did not show up until we started agricultural societies.
Didn't they die at like 20, though?
No. Well, if the saber-toothed tiger got them,
right,
they died at 20.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we have, they were, on average, they were anywhere from 6 inches to a foot taller than us. And their bones and their mummified remains are still as strong as steel. We can't get a woman's bones today past 50 years old and somebody living to be as strong as steel. It's the agricultural society that shortened our height and shortened our lifespan. There's plenty of evidence that these people lived a long, strong, fruitful life, as long as they could avoid the saber-toothed tiger and the 10,000...
So we're talking about vegetables?
A little bit of vegetables, a little bit of fruit. We overdo those things because we don't really have the digestive system to break those things down, unless you got multiple stomachs like the ruminants do, like cattle and sheep and horses. The important thing is meat, fish, dairy, eggs. Those things build the body. Fruits and vegetables cleanse the body. You cannot build the body with fruits and vegetables. It's impossible. You don't have the digest, because all the protein, all the fats, all the nourishing stuff that's in fruits and vegetables are locked up in the cellulose fibers of that food, and you need a ruminant stomach to break it free. Meat, fish, dairy, eggs. Keep
all
that
right.
in mind.
Good stuff. Thank you, Dr. Jack. You can find all the information on him at gooddayshow.com.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, friends. Did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Jack Stockwell. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This is some good stuff.
And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
It's Billy Ray Cyrus and the Achy, Breaky Heart on the Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler in for Doug Steffen, who is out ailing today. But we're not ailing because we have Billy Ray to keep us company. Now, you'll remember this song. It was a humongoid hit back in 1992. I mean, this is really what put Billy Ray on the scene and kind of gave us Miley Cyrus, don't you think? I mean, without this song, there would have probably been
there is no Miley without
no Miley Cyrus. So here it is, the original version of Achy Breaky Heart. Now, this is Achy Breaky 2, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. He re-released this song yesterday. In he worked with this guy named Buck 22.
Got me stuck on you like liquor. I swear you're 102. And if I forget
this Buck 22 is Dion Warwick's son, by the way. Two of them got together and came up with this masterpiece.
Wow.
Isn't this great?
Great's not the word I'd use.
Now,
wow,
if you go onto YouTube.
Boring.
What was that?
Sorry, talking about ruining an already bad song.
Hey, the original was great. But Billy Ray at 52 decided that this was a good idea to re-release the song, do a hip-hop video. If you go to YouTube, you can watch the video. It is so bizarre. It's like a space alien theme, and Larry King makes a cameo. Why?
I see him sitting on the couch with Miley drinking. And Miley,
what should we do?
I have a great idea.
Or smoke it. What does she smoke? The stevia, no, stevia sweetener. That's just where my mind is. What does she? Salvia. They're like, hey, let's do a rap song, Dad. Come on. We can twerk this. All right, so Richard, this is your first time hearing it. What do you think?
I'm playing the original again because I can't stand it.
Yeah, I think the original is better, and I never liked the original.
Yeah, I hate this.
This isn't the first time that country has hit rap. You know, Nelly is very big into creating these country rap songs, as Ken likes to call them. You can push the two words
rap
together.
It just doesn't fit.
No, actually, these Nelly songs are good. Nelly and Tim McGraw did a song together that was good. And then just recently, Florida Georgia Line and Nelly got together to do Cruise, and that's awesome. That's a great, great, great song. Really, truly. But I don't know if beyond Nelly there's any room for any more hip-hop artists to mesh in with those country music people.
I can't even go there. Sorry.
Listen, it's like you're choking on it.
It's killing him.
All right. Dennis Rodman in the news today, guys. So much for sobriety. You know, I pull for Dennis Rodman a little. This makes me sad. But just 3 days after he checked out of rehab, Dennis Rodman was spotted back on the booze.
Uh-oh.
We didn't see this coming. Witnesses saw him at a South Beach nightclub over the weekend and said he had so many kamikaze shots that the waitstaff lost count. He was walking around, going up to random tables and mingling around the club. This is according to the New York Post. He was drinking kamikaze shots. Every time he would take one, he would scream, "It's kamikaze time!" Well, of course, he loves North Korea. Rodman checked himself into rehab in January after that booze-filled trip to North Korea. And, you know, I know this guy's a total screw-up. He messes things up all the time. He's got this crazy relationship with Kim Jong-un. But I just, after seeing him on Celebrity Apprentice, I pull for him. Like, I think he's a decent guy.
Yeah.
He's just very sick.
Train wreck. And you want to see him come out of the train wreck.
I do. I mean, I don't know. It kind of hurts. Now, also coming out of rehab, Selena Gomez wanted everybody to know she's doing okay.
Really?
She went into rehab in January.
I didn't know that.
Said Justin Bieber got her into trouble doing drugs, weed and alcohol and Ambien.
Really?
But,
twerp.
Yeah. But she says she's okay. It's okay. Unconditional love and cyber hugs to everybody. And it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
What it means is important, and if you have it, you sure want to know. I'm talking about the Latin word hepatitis, which means inflammation of the liver. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There are five kinds of hepatitis, A through E, and some aren't as serious as others. But Hep C is the leading cause of liver cancer and the most common reason for a liver transplant. According to the Centers for Disease Control, over 3 million Americans have it, and many don't know they're infected until they get really sick. Spread through blood contact. You can get it using someone else's razor or toothbrush, through unsterilized needles, or sharing a straw, snorting cocaine, or if you had a blood transfusion before 1992. To find out if you have Hep C, get a blood test. If that's positive, another test determines if the virus is still active. Many people are cured. For more info, check out the CDC's extensive user-friendly website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase supply. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, like, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her totes awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I think
been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden joining us. Ken Kessler over there. And Dougie not here. Absent. Dougie is absent. He is out with a little stomach hungabunga, as he would like to say. So he's sleeping it off. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow, feeling better and strong. Coming up this half hour, the Dream Big America contestants are here. We're going to hear from Matthew at Ready Made, Zachary with Offspring, and Chris from Late Living. That's coming up ahead. But first, guys, the Olympics have made everybody kind of stare at Russia, putting Russia under a microscope. And there's a new study out today in a medical journal, The Lancet, that says 25% of Russian men die before the age of 55, mostly due to excessive alcohol and tobacco consumption.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't like a news story. People have always said, you know, made the jokes about Russians and vodka and always, you know, always heavy drinkers. But lately, the president, Vladimir Putin, says that he has the nation back on its feet. The study says quite the opposite, that, you know, the drinking's still a huge problem for Russian men. Now, 37% of the population died before age 55. This was before the introduction of stricter alcohol policies back in 2006. That's a huge chunk. When you think about a quarter of men now dying before the age of 55 because smoking and drinking, that's big. The same figure for Britain was 7%.
Wow.
It's a big difference.
I wonder what kind of stricter alcohol policies they put into place.
You know, I don't know.
And
maybe they closed the bars early.
Right. You can only buy 3 gallons a week? I mean, what?
I mean, it's kind of bizarre, but the study was conducted by researchers at the Russian Cancer Center in Moscow. It also was done in conjunction with Oxford University and the World Health Organization, International Agency for Research on Cancer in France. They asked 151,000 people in three Russian cities how much vodka they drank, and then they followed them for up to a decade. During that period, 8,000 of their survey people died.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I wonder what Putin thinks of that. What does he say about that?
He probably, you know, I can't see him being the most compassionate man ever.
Yeah.
But it drew on a previous survey which families of 49,000 people had died were asked about their drinking patterns of their dead family members. Russian death rates fluctuated wildly over the past 30 years, and alcohol restrictions and social stability have varied under Gorbachev, yet Yeltsin, now Putin. And the main thing driving those wild fluctuations in death always circled back to vodka consumption. Mm. So maybe I need to put down my martini.
Well, when you start drinking 3 gallons of vodka a week, then you got a problem. But I don't think you're there.
I guess it can sell for only $3, which is why it's made there. It's very cheap, so it's easy for people to get a hold of, and it's really, I mean, it's just a part of the culture in Russia. I mean, it's just their thing. But that's a huge number of people taken at their early past, I guess. Ugh.
You know, you look at a country that's trying to turn itself around like Russia is, and you think, how do you overcome this when you have such a large rate of alcoholism?
And do you? I mean, and how do you actually stop that? I mean, do you outlaw vodka? It's very easy to make, I would imagine. People could probably make their own at home, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, we saw what happened here when we tried to do the prohibition. It didn't work.
It's just, I guess you have to change the culture. I think if the living conditions in Russia were better, I mean, if I lived in Russia, I would want to drink heavily.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a guy who's out of his mind running the country.
But they all love him. The hardliners love him.
Do they? I guess the hardliners do.
They're proud of their country again. They were in the sewer for 20 years, and now they feel powerful again.
Now they're back. Well, and Putin has, I mean, look at how he's taken control of world affairs. I mean, he was running things with this whole negotiation with Syria.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really stepped up, and Russia for a while had just kind of disappeared. Yeltsin didn't make that big of a splash. But Putin has the ego, I guess, to come out and do it. All right, Roberta, this one's for you out of New York City.
Yeah.
A politically connected Brooklyn pastor was arrested for a pair of open warrants, but he was spared a night in jail after Mayor de Blasio called an NYPD boss to inquire about his friend, this pastor. Hours later, the bishop was yucking it up at the head table at the Bed Stuy breakfast. Do you know where that is? The Bed Stuy breakfast?
No idea.
Al Sharpton and 200 other pastors. So he goes to jail, gets sprung, and then hours later, he's having breakfast with Reverend Sharpton. Kind of odd. So this has me wondering, what is the feeling of New Yorkers with Bill de Blasio? Because it seems like he is big into repaying his debts, I guess, if that's a nice way of putting it. First with this pastor getting him out of jail. And then we've also talked about on and off in the last few weeks about the horse-drawn carriages in New York City, that Bill de Blasio wants to get rid of them.
Knife and fork.
What was that?
He eats pizza with a knife and a fork.
And he eats pizza with a knife and a fork.
Right.
Exactly.
That's a little problematic.
Yeah.
Not right with that.
Yeah, that's
but
a little
he wants to take the horse-drawn carriages out of Central Park because he got a lot of campaign support from a company that wants to put in vintage-looking electric-type carriages instead of the horse-drawn carriages. So are New Yorkers like him? How's he fitting in, Roberta?
Well, you know, they elected him, you know, and of course they have to live with him now for at least 4 years.
Why do you say they? You keep saying they.
Did you vote for him?
I couldn't vote in New York City.
That's right, because you're in Long Island.
I was still Long Island, but I will have to re-register now in New York City. You know, it's a tough call. Obviously he was elected, but you know, after 12 years of Bloomberg, and Bloomberg was just such a marvelous, marvelous mayor. I have some of my doubts about de Blasio. I had some real concerns to begin with also, you know, from the beginning about de Blasio.
Well, the final two candidates weren't necessarily the strongest candidates that have ever run.
That was a problem. I just still feel that he's pandering to special interest groups and also to the lowest common denominator. Instead of realizing that New York is a financial town first and foremost, and you have to keep it a financial town, and you have to make it the type of town that wealth wants to come to, and that's the only way the city will be successful.
The way they tax everybody? Are you crazy?
What, the way they tax? I'm the one who pays the taxes. Are you kidding me? But it is a financial town. That's what New York is, first and foremost. Before you do anything else, it's a financial town. And anybody who forgets that, that's when you run the city into the ground.
Hmm.
Well, that's just my take on it.
That's the New Yorker's take. It's a good one. It's just something to watch. You know, the politicians are always in the pocket of somebody. That's how they become politicians.
You see, that's the good thing about Bloomberg. He wasn't.
Right, because he had
Bloomberg
his own money.
Bloomberg wasn't in anybody's pocket because he had his own money. He did what he felt was right. He wasn't obliging to anyone. He had no other political aspirations. So, I mean, he was a fantastic mayor. I mean, that's what a politician
And he knocked out all those evil Big Gulp cups.
Yes, yes, he did. Because he didn't know anybody anything.
Right. And that's a big deal.
He wasn't beholden. And that's what politics should be like.
But what a message, though, to be able to do that and to be able to be that kind of candidate, you have to have your own money. You have to be independently wealthy. The average Joe who wants to do good can't run anymore.
Well, that's why there should be, you know, every American on their income taxes should pay another $1 or $2, and that should go into a campaign fund. And every candidate gets the same amount of money to run their campaign. And that's it. And they're not allowed to take money from anybody else. Mm-hmm. Period.
I would do that, too. And I'd also shorten the election cycle to, like,
English
model. Really, that's what they do in Britain.
And everything should be 1 6-year term for everybody.
Yep.
The president, Congress,
and
House of Representatives. Not that you have these, you know, these career politicians. No. Politics is public service. It's not a career.
Yeah,
and there's public service.
No reason. And this is something. See, look at us getting along. This is something that I think is nonpartisan. This is something everybody agrees with. When you see someone who's been in an office for like 40 years and has a layer of dust on them thicker than the ice in Atlanta right now, it's time for them to go. I mean, it's kind of gross. All right, Dream Big America coming up next. We're going to check in with our candidates. It is 43 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu, connected by OnStar. Find new roads.
OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, friends. Did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Jack Stockwell. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
It's Dream Big America time here on the Good Day Show. What happens is we have three candidates competing each week. You get to vote on your favorite, and then they win some really, really cool prizes to help expand their business. Our first contestant is Matthew with the company called Ready Made.
Over the last few years, we've developed and patented the single-use baby bottle, which comes from the manufacturer, 100% fully assembled, full of high-quality liquid infant formula, and basically easily able to bring it anywhere. The ready-made single-use baby bottle logistically just makes more sense than shipping bottles, nipples, powdered formula, and gallons of water to a disaster relief area where adults are so desperate for clean water that the water isn't often making it to these babies in need. Instead, bottles are being made with local, often contaminated water. The ready-made single-use baby bottle solves the problems associated with E. coli and other bacteria from these sources that are currently causing sicknesses like thrush, diarrhea, and gastrointestinal problems, which unfortunately cause thousands of infant deaths every year.
All right, that was Matthew with a product called Ready Made. Now Zachary joins us with Offspring.
If you are a parent that has empty baby books lying around, or if you're concerned about privacy and sharing of information on social networks like Facebook, then Offspring is really for you. Offspring is an iPhone app that's designed to be the best way to capture, share, and publish your kid's special moments. It is simple to use and easily captures your childhood moments like photos, videos, quotes, artwork, milestones, and journal entries. Parents can use Offspring as a private baby book, or they can choose to use the built-in private social network for sharing all these types of memories with family and friends. Offspring is a free download and can be currently used on iPhones, iPods, and iPads.
All right, really good stuff there. That's Offspring. And now Chris joins us with Late Living.
You see, I have a grandmother who would do anything for me. She's a remarkable person, and like so many of your listeners, we dreaded as a family the day that she couldn't live on her own anymore. Well, back in 2011, my grandmother's health deteriorated. It went down very quickly, and before we knew it, she had taken a spill with no one around to help her. My family frantically started the search for a care facility for her. We had no idea where to start, and frankly, we expected to have a similar experience to looking for a hotel or a house, but we realized very soon that was not the case. Anyone who has done that search for senior living in the last 20 years knows that it takes weeks or even months to really weed through all of the options because the online tools aren't that helpful. It was in January of 2012. We had just finished filming a brand new type of video tour called a floating motion video for a major home builder here in Arizona. My wife looked at me while I was shaving one morning and said, you know what? Why don't you use the floating motion videos to show your grandma all of the care facilities? And then it hit me like a ton of bricks that that was the answer. And what we've done for senior housing is what Zillow did for real estate. Make it faster, easier, and less stressful to find what you're looking for.
All right, great competitors this week on Dream Big America. You still have time to vote till 2 p.m. today. Matthew at Ready Made, Zachary at Offspring, or Chris at Late Living. Vote for them at dreambigamerica.us.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Love You I Do on The Good Day Show. That's Jennifer Hudson singing from the movie Dreamgirls, which, by the way, guys, the number one movie this week in 2007.
Yeah, it was big.
It was. You know, and I still haven't seen it.
No, neither have I.
My Netflix queue is gigantic. I never have time to watch all the movies I want to see. But it won an Oscar, too. Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar, I think, for her role in that movie, didn't she? I remember supporting
Eddie
actress?
Murphy was nominated.
Yeah.
There you go. So I'd heard
Eddie Murphy was really good in that. I really wanted to see it. But
we're going to do it. That was like his comeback role after he did all those terrible Disney movies. That was his comeback, hey, I'm still a serious actor kind of role. There you go. All right, Now it's time for Movie Moments Trivia. We play this every day at this time, and this is how it works. We're going to play three clips from a movie. You're going to listen to those clips. You're going to identify those clips. Then you're going to call us, tell us what movie it's from, and then we send you a really cool prize. It's pretty easy, and the rewards are big. So let's start with clip number one. This is a movie, just to give you a little hint, the number one movie from this week in 2005. Think Valentine's Day-ish. Here's clip number one.
Tonight, I want you to meditate on the image of an iceberg. You know why I want you to do that?
Because I'm cool?
No, I know I'm not.
All right. Boys, any ideas?
No.
No? Not yet. You will. You'll get this, Rich. All right.
Okay.
Check out clip number two.
I hate it when a guy calls a girl who did not give him her number. So this is me not calling. Over.
Yes, you're right. This is much less invasive.
Still no help.
Still nothing, huh? All right, the number one movie this week in 2005. Here's clip number three.
No matter what, no matter when, no matter who, any man has a chance to sweep any woman off her feet.
Come on.
Just needs the right broom.
That's totally the gimme.
Yeah.
All right, if you can identify that movie, you'll win a swell prize, as Dougie says. 888-302-DOUG is our number. 888-302-DOUG. Give us a call. Let us know what you think that movie is. Now, Ken, you've got some movie news for us. What's going on? In for Chuck Curry, by the way, who is out, I think, having a snow day, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen are getting ready to team up again. This time it's for a Christmas movie. It follows three childhood friends who renew their old tradition of going out every Christmas Eve. They worked together before in a movie called 50-50 that I don't think it did real well at the box office. But,
yeah, I was going to say, I don't even
really
remember the name. Seth
the
Rogen.
The really liked it. It was a little more serious than what either of them usually do. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Now, Seth Rogen he's really come into a lot of fame. He and Jonah Hill both came up together, kind of buddies, and they've gone in different directions. Jonah Hill's turned into more of a serious actor, but Seth Rogen keeps producing these kind of buddy flicks, comedies, and he does a good job with them. I mean, you don't expect him to be award winners, but they're funny. They're good quality movies.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt has come a long way since he was the kid on Third Rock from the Sun.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Now he's like a heartthrob. People love him. A little dorky kid from Third Rock. All right, what else is going on?
Speaking of heartthrobs, Hugh Jackman.
Yes, he is a heartthrob. Confirmed.
Yeah. He's known for the movies like Wolverine, and he's done a million of them, and he's also known for Broadway. He's set to host the 68th Annual Tony Awards, which comes up live from Radio City
Music Hall.
Sunday, June 8th.
He's hosted that before, I think. He did it from like 2003 to 2005. And then he did an Emmy Award for his hosting duties, I think, in 2004. He's really cool, though, because not only does he act and he, of course, looks hot in Wolverine. I don't think there's anybody hotter. But he can sing and dance, too. And when he does it, Rich, because I know you think, oh, he's a girly man if he can sing and dance. But he manages to look very manly when he sings and dances. Have you
really
noticed?
I don't think he looks manly as Wolverine.
You don't?
I'm only kidding.
I was going to say, he's got hair and stuff.
Blades.
And blades.
He also has a really good sense of humor about himself. And when he does stuff like hosting the Tonys, he likes to poke fun at himself, too, song and dance man and as an action star.
All right. And wrapping things up for movie news, what else you got?
Idina Menzel, who...
Oh, she was in Wicked.
And you'll know her voice from Wicked and from Frozen. She's going to perform the song from Frozen, Let It Go, at the Academy Awards coming up next month.
All right, let's get an answer to our Movie Moments trivia. Nate is calling. Nate, what's the answer?
Hitch.
Very good. Hitch, the number one movie from this week in 2005. Congratulations, Nate. You got a swell prize. 59 passed on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.